Today's daf is Erev and Daf Samach Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis, a new perek, the 6th perek of Masechtas Erevin, a classic perek Hadar. So the first and second prakim of the Masechta dealt primarily with the halachos of Eruvei Chatzeros. Prokim Gimel Dalet and Hey dealt primarily with the halachas of Eruvit Chumen. We now return to the topic of the beginning of the Masechta, Perek Hadar, which deals primarily with the halachas of Eruvit Chatzeres. So we've done the introduction on Eruvit Chatzeres and Shetufei Mevoyos many times, not necessary to repeat, stating that there is one halacha that's important, and that is that if you're going to make Eruvi Chatzeros, every single member of the Chatzar needs to contribute. If there's one person that doesn't want to contribute to the Eruvi Chatzeros, it's a problem. Now, what does it mean to contribute? So, simply, it would mean he should be mishtatif in the mazon shtei sudos. The Erev is a meal, or mazon shtei sudos. Every person in the chatzir is supposed to contribute to this Erev. So the idea would be that every single yid is supposed to contribute. What happens if one person, for whatever reason, did not contribute? He forgot, he didn't get around to it, he thought he didn't want to, now he changed his mind, he does. There's always a plan B. We've seen a little bit about it, and that is he could be mevatel as rishus. A person that was not mishtatif to the mazon shtei sudos, if he's mevatel his rishus, his ownership in the chatzer, that in and of itself would work as well. How does bittul rishus work? So we spoke a little bit about that on Daf Chavav earlier in the Masechta. We'll see more about it later in the Masechta. But for now, the first sugya in Perek Hadar is going to discuss someone that lives in a chatzer together with a non-Jew. And because there's a non-Jew living in the chatzer, this poses a particular issue as it relates to Eruvi Chatzeres. The reason is because an Eini Yehudi cannot be mishtatif in an Erev. Number one. Number two, an Eini Yehudi doesn't even have the ability to be mevatel his rishus, so that he would be like Gara from Yisrael that wasn't mishtatif in the Erev, but was mevatel his rishus, in which case it would be okay. And it's for that reason, Chazal had to come up with a new Eitzah of how to deal with a situation. We have a whole bunch of Yidin and an Eini Yehudi that's living in a chatzer. How do we address the situation by the fact that we have someone that's living in this chatzer that has no ability to be mishtatif in the air, if he can't even be mevatel his rishus? What do we do? Says the Mishnah, darim ha'akim b'chatzer. If somebody lives together with non-Jews in the chatzer, oh yeah, misha ina moide be'erif, or with someone that's not moide be'erif. So who's a ina moide be'erif? Rashi says akuti. The halacha is hareze oyser olav. So this akum, this kuti messes up the Yisrael. He can't make an Erev with him, and as a result, he's going to have a problem. Yaakov says, if one Yid lives together with a bunch of Akum, if one Yid lives together with a bunch of Kutim, so the halach is, it's not going to be a problem. When would it be a problem? If you have two Yidin. If there were Shnei Yisraelim that were Oisrim Zeh, it's in that instance that it would be an issue. But otherwise, it would not be an issue. Rabbi Gamliel said, there was a story with Tzduki Chayyadari Mara B'Mavoy, who lived together with us in a Mavoy, be Yerushalayim, Amra Lanu Abba. And Abba said, Maharu, go out quickly, Vahitziu es HaKelim L'Mavoy, take the Kelim from the house, put them in the Mavoy, Atchelo Yoitzi, V'yeyosir Aleichem, until he goes and he brings his Kelim into the Mavoy, which is going to mess us up. Now notice, the Mishnah began telling us a halacha about a yid that lives together with Akum, or a yid that lives together with a misha enei moide be'erev. Who's a misha enei moide be'erev, says Rashi Akuti, and then the Gemara tells a story, not with an Akum, not with a Kuti, but rather with a Tzeduki. So the Gemara is going to address this later in the Perek, and we're going to get into the whole topic of the Tzedukim later in the Perek. But just as it relates to Pshat in the Mishnah, a Tzeduki is different than an Akum. A Tzeduki is different than a Kuti. Akum and Kuti can't be Mishtatav and Erev. Akum and Kuti can't even be Mevatel Rishos. A Tzeduki can be Mevatel's Rishos. And what happened in this story was, Rabbi Gamliel said, he remembers there was a Tzeduki that lived with us in the Shechuna, in the same Mavin in Yerushalayim, and he was Mevatel his Rishos to allow all the Yidden that were living there to be able to carry. But Rabbi Gamliel said that my father was very worried. He was worried that maybe he would undo his bittul. And the way he would undo his bittul is by taking his kelim and bringing them into the mavoy, into the chatzar. So he said, Maharu, let's go ahead and let's do what we need to do before he does or undoes what he did, because otherwise this is not going to work. What Rabbi Gamliel's father told Rabbi Gamliel was a little bit different. He said, Maru vasud sarchechem b'mavoy ad shelo yoytzi v'yasr aleichem. What he said was, not go and bring things into the chatzar before he changes his mind. Go do everything you need to do in the chatzar, because if he would change his mind, he would actually have the ability to completely unwind the bittul. So what exactly this means, and what are the nuances between the two gersois in the maisa that Rabbi Gamliel told over with his father? So that's something that we are going to see later in the parak. But for now, we're going to focus on the first halacha in the Mishnah. Hadorim ha'akim v'chatzar. If somebody lives together with akum and achatzar, oy misha einei moide be'erev. So the halacha is hareze oyser olav. So what does it mean, hareze oyser olav? The Akum and the Kuti cannot be Mishtatav in the Erev. The Akum and the Kuti also cannot be Mevatel Rishon. So what are you supposed to do? So Rashi in the Mishnah already said what the Yetzer is. Meaning there is a workaround. You're not stuck. There's a plan C. Plan A would be Mishtatav at the Erev. Can't do that. Plan B would be at least be Mevatel Yerushos. That's what a Yid does when he wasn't Mishtatav at the Erev. Eichnisht. But there's a plan C. Says Rashi in the Mishnah. Oyser Olav, second line. Letaltal mi beisoy v'chatzer. Ad sheyiskar heimenu rishos sheyesh le'v'chatzer. What the Yid has to do is he has to rent. He has to be a soicher, the rishos that the Akum has in the chatzar. If he rents the rishos that the Akum has in the chatzar, in that way, the Akum, at least the Shabbos, is not considered to be a balabas in this chatzar. And if that's the case, it's not going to be a problem. So just like you sell your chametz to the guy, so that you won't have a problem with chametz she'avar alav ha'pesach, you won't have a problem with ba'yira, ba'yir matzeh. So in the same vein, there's a concept of renting a chelik in a chatzar from a guy. What's the purpose? Like this, the guy has no ownership. If he has no ownership right now, so like this, it's not going to be an issue. And the machlokes in the Mishnah between the Tanakama, who we'll see in a moment, is Reb Meir, and Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov is if one Yid lives together with Goyim, do we have this problem, or do we not have this problem? The Tanakama, who's Reb Meir, said, Hador, hima'akim b'chotzer, misha einim moide be'erev ha'reza o'yzer olav. No distinction between how many Yidin live together with a guy. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, oymer lo oylam einei o'yzer, at shiyu shnei Yisraelim o'yzer zalzef. There's two Yidin, yeah, then you have a problem. Then you have to do plan C, which is rent the rishos from the guy. But otherwise, it's not going to be an issue. Zok tigmar, Yosef Abaye bar Abin, v'Rabchina bar Abin, Yosef Abaye Gabayu. So Abaye bar Abin and Rabchina bar Abin were sitting together with Abaye. So Abaye is the Rosh Hashiva, v'Yasvi v'Kamri, and they asked Abaye, the Rosh Hashiva, the following question. Bishlami Rav Meir, I understand Rav Meir's sheet in the Mishnah. Rav Meir says that if you're a Yid, you live in a chatzar together with Goyim, you want to carry from your house into the chatzar, you have to make an Erev. The problem is the guy can't be Mishtatav to Erev, he can't even be Mevatel his rishos. So what do? You go ahead and you rent. It doesn't matter if you're one Yid living with a bunch of Goyim or you're two or three or ten Yidin. It's all the same. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said it's only by two. So Abaye bar Abin, Rabbi Chinah bar Abin told Abaye, I understand Rav Meir's shita. He obviously holds Dira Sevika Chav and Shma Dira. That the Dira of a non-Jew is considered a Chosh of Dira as it relates to Erevin. And as a result, he lives here. He has a Chelik in the Chatzar. Unless you address his Chelik, you're going to have a problem. And therefore, Voloshna Chav, Voloshna Trey, doesn't matter how many Yidin you have living in the Chatzar. Ella, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, my Kosova, what is the old? If he owns a deer of a non-Jew, is a deer after the Hanami Nitzah, then even if there's one Yid living with a bunch of non-Jews, it should be a problem. And if he holds that the deer of a non-Jew is not considered a deer after the Hanami Nitzah, so even if there's two Yidin, it still shouldn't be an issue. What's this distinction between one and two? I'm going to go Abaye. So Abaye told Abaye bar Abin and Rav Chinina bar Abin. He said, you understand Rav Meir, you have a problem with Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. I don't understand Rav Meir, Abaye said. Sover Rav Meir, Dira Zakim Shmod Dira. Meaning, you're assuming Pshat Rav Meir is very simple. He holds the Dira of a Goy is considered a Dira as it relates to Erevin. As a result, if he lives in your Chatzar, as a Chelik in the Chatzar, you have to deal with it. Problem is, Vatanya, we're learning to the Braiso, Chatzar Rishalevi Kachavim, Hareu Kidir Shal Behema. The Chatzar of a Goy is like the Dira of a Behema. Now this line that the Gemara just quoted is an excerpt from a brisa that the Gemara is going to bring on the bottom of the Yomid. So we'll see exactly what this means on the bottom of the Yomid, but it's pretty straightforward. Chatzeira shel eved keichavim, harehu kedir shel behema. It's literally like a stable for behemoths. It's not a regular chashuv dira. And by the way, you know who the Tana of that brisa is? We'll see on the bottom of the Yomid. It's Reb Meir. So he said, why do you don't understand Reb Elazar ben Yaakov? What's the chilek between 1 and 2? And Reb Meir fashteste, yeah. I don't understand Reb Meir either. Ella said, Abaya. So you have to take a step back and let's reassess this machlokes Reb Meir as a biyak. If the kuliyam adir is akam loish madir, really everybody holds a dira of a non-Jew is not considered a dira. Like this price that we just quoted. If that's the case, so why is it that if you live in a chatzah together with an eni Yehudi, you have to rent his rishus from him? You can't be mishtatav in the Erev, you can't even be mevatel his rishus, you certainly can't do anything, you have to address it. And the way to address it is by renting it, is because v'hacha b'gzeir shema yilmud m'maisav k'mir fulgi. Fascinating. The reason the Chachamim said this halach and hilchas Erev is nothing to do with Erevin. The Chachamim did not want Yidden living with Eina Yehudim. They were afraid. Shema yilmud m'maisav. And you know what they did? They said, if you live with a non-Jew, your life's going to be miserable when it comes Shabbos, because it's going to be very hard for you to make an Eruv Chatzeres, because the only way to do it is going to be by renting from the Eini Yehudi, and that's complicated, as the Gemara is going to say. But either way, it's a Seir Abaya, the Yesod is not Yedir or no Dir. It's not a dira. And really, this shouldn't be a problem. The dira, the reshus, the chelik, the percentage that the non-Jew has in the chatzar really shouldn't be a problem. So you know what the issue is? Shema yom mimais. Okay, so what's the machlek? Let's me Yaakov Sover, let's me Yaakov Holtz. Keeping the vikicham in chashar and shvichas damim. Being that the Eini Yehudim were chashar and shvichas damim. It's a trade, the shchichi, the dair gazer buhu. Chad loy shchiach loy gazer yabonim. So one yid usually would not live in a chatzah together with a bunch of Eini Yehudim. It was dangerous. Two would. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov felt that you don't have to make a takana shemi yom mimaisa for one yid. It's not going to happen. Nosa de loy shchicha, like gazer bei rabbanan. Rav Meir salva was Rav Meir hold. This is gishmak zimin de makri v'dayer. Sometimes it does happen. This is Rav Meir l'shitasa, who was chayish l'miyuta. So Rav Meir knows that it usually won't happen, but at the same time it could happen. And Rav Meir l'shitasa is chayish l'miyuta. So he said, even if there's only one yid living together with goyim, I think you have to be concerned. And the chum had to make a gzera of shema yilma mi myself. So what was the gzera? Meaning, how does this address the problem? From rabbanan, the rabbanan said, ein erim ma'ob makom. They said the Erev doesn't work with Makom Akim. They bittul Rishus Ma'ibul Makom Akim. And you can't even bittul Rishus. What do you have to do? Achay Yasker. You have to rent. V'akom Loy Meiger. And the guy is not going to be inclined to rent his Rishus to you. And that's why you're going to end up looking for another place to move. We're going to accomplish everything we wanted to accomplish. So my time. But why is the guy not going to rent his Rishus? They said not. Who said it's going to be a problem? Is it Mishum Dasava Duma Asil Achzuki Rishusai? Is it because maybe the guy is afraid I'm going to rent you my chelik in the chatzar, and the next thing I know, I'm not going to have a chelik in the chatzar anymore? Maybe he's concerned that, right, that's always the fear, that the guy's going to knock on your door on Pesach, and he's going to want your booze, right? That's always a possibility. So is that what this is about? But the Gemara says, "Honey, chilamandam schiris beria beina." That's all good according to the mandam that says that when a yid rents a rishus from a non-Jew, as in Perek Hadar, it has to be a real gezunta schiris. El mandam schiris reuya beina. But according to the mandam, it says that it could be an inferior schiris. This concern shouldn't be a prevalent concern. The itma, what does it all mean? Rav Chizda Amar, Rav Chizda said schiris beria. That in Perek Hadar, the schiris has to be a real bona fide schiris. Rav Sheishes Amar schiris reuya. It doesn't have to be a real schiris. My reuya, my bria. What do these two things mean? Does bria mean you have to pay at least a pruta for this rishos? And ruya means it could even go with less than a shava pruta. Can't be. Because is there anybody that holds that you can't rent a rishos from a guy for less than a shava pruta? Right? We said it's machlokes Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshes, whether schiris beria or schiris ruya. There's no one in the world that holds that you can not rent for less than a shavar pruta. Meaning everyone holds you can rent for less than a shavar pruta. How do we know that? Because Vashalach Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yaakov Bar Giyuri Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan Hevu Yoyden Yushano Shesoyuchem in Ha'akum Afilu Bebachas B'shavar Pruta. And by the way, Vamar Rabchi Barabam Rabbi Yochanan Ben Noyach Neregal Pachas B'shavar Pruta. A Ben Noyach that steals Pachas B'shavar Pruta is Chayv Misa. B'nei Noyach Achayv Misa if they violate any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. That's a Chiddush. Azaros and Zui Misas and Sugis and Masech Sanhedrin. But a Ben Noyach that violates any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach is Chayv Misa. One of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach is gezel. Gezel even pachas mishava pruta. So Rabbi Yochanan says such a big chiddush that a guy steals less than a shava pruta, he's chayim misa. By the way, v'loy nitein li shava, he can't even be mekayim the mitzvah of hashava sakzela. The point is pachas mishava pruta is money in the world of b'nei noyach. So there's no one in the world that's going to tell me that you can't rent the rishos with regards to a Ruve Chatzeros for less than a Shavar Bruta. Yet, there's a Machloikas Rav Chis and Rav Sheshes, whether you need a Schiris Beria, Schiris Ruya. What does that mean? One thing. It means Schiris Beria and Schiris Beria does not mean more than Shavar Bruta, less than Shavar Bruta, because then there'd be no Machloikas. Everybody would hold Schiris Ruya is okay. So what then is Schiris Beria, Schiris Beria? Ella Beria b'muharki v'aburgini, Ruya b'loi muharki v'aburgini. Schiris Beria means it's a real Schiris. I mean, you draft a lease agreement with a lessee is allowed to go and he's allowed to actually use the chatzer. It's legit. He can take his picnic table and he can bring it outside. The mandamer that holds that it's a schiris ru'uya and that would be okay. It's beloy muharki va'aborgini. Okay, so full circle. Ha nichel mandam a schiris b'riya b'inon. Bishlami kun the mandamer that holds it's a schiris b'riya. I mean, this is a real schiris. I could see maybe why the non-Jew won't want to do it. He's afraid. He says that you come to me, you have this religious a custom and ritual that you practice, you just need to rent my chatzer for the day or every seventh day, and you know, sometimes it's a 2-day yontif and a this and a that. I'm getting uncomfortable. So because of that, he's going to be inclined not to agree, which will then force the yid to move. And you accomplish what you want to accomplish, which is Shema Yom LeMaisav. So like this, we're going to... So this is not a real lease anyways. You can't even bring your cheering tables outside. So if that's the case, my Yikilamemar, so how's this going to accomplish anything? So the Gemara says, Afilu hachi, chashish akum likshaf and v'lei maigir. The bottom line is, the minute you knock on his door, you tell him you want to rent your apartment, even or his chelik in the chatzar, even though you're right, it's not such a major schiris, but the Eina Yehudi is going to become very uncomfortable. He's going to start getting paranoid. He's going to think, who knows what in the world you're up to. The bottom line is he's not going to want to do it. And if he doesn't do it, you're going to be inclined to move. Chazal will accomplish Shem Yom Mi Maisav. So just before we go weiter, so we started the perek that talks about a very basic halach. You have a yid that lives together with Akum and he wants to make a Ruv HaChatzeres. So we know Eruv HaChatzer is 101. Every single member of the Chatzah has to be Mishtatif. If one person is not Mishtatif, it throws off the whole system. It knocks everything off. How are you Mishtatif? So either you're Mishtatif or you're Mevatel, you're Rishos. A guy can't be Mishtatif. He also can't be Mevatel as Rishos. Stating that, Chazal said there's an option C. What is that? You could always rent a Chelik of his chelik in the chatzer, and by doing that, it's not going to be an issue. And Pasha, it sounded like that all of this is related to Erev and Lomdus. A guy, for whatever reason, can't be Mishnatif in an Erev. A guy doesn't even have the koyach to be Mevatel as Rishos. Schirus that, yeah. But really, after further review, this has nothing to do with Erev and Lomdus. This was just a practical takana that Chazal put into place. Maybe a guy could be Mishnatif in an Erev. He certainly should be able to be Mevatel as Rishos. Mechatesi not. But Chazal were trying to do something. They didn't want to make it easy. They don't want you to have to knock on his door and say, sir, would you give me a pachas mishavar pruta? I need a chip in for 2 boxes of matzahs. That they dafka didn't want that. What they wanted was is to make it difficult. And the way you're making it difficult is by saying you have to rent it. And that's good for why Chazal said it, right? Va'amru rabban and ein erev mayabal makam akum. Ein bitul rishus mayabal makam akum. Ad sheyasker va'akum loy maigit. That was the whole... So what's the machlis remaining Rabbi Yasser ben Yaakov? Whether 1 yid or even 2 yid. Because Rabbi Yasser ben Yaakov held that it's like shchiach that 1 yid would live together with akum. Oh, it's loy shchiyat, Chaman never imposed the takana. And even though you can argue, maybe say like plug, once you have this halacha, you have this halacha. But it wasn't necessary. For 1 yid, it's just not necessary. Rameir, l'shitasa, it was chayish l'meyuta. And he said, even though it's loy shchiyat, that 1 yid would live together with Akum. But it happens. And being that it happens, that is Rameir Shita. So we have a machloikis Rameir, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, whether the halacha of Perek Hadar, the introductory halach of this classic parak, is this something that's negeya only 2 yidin or more? Or is this something that would be negeya even if there's only 1 yid? Zakhti Gemara Vayter. So we mentioned earlier a braisa that discussed halachas regarding the dira of an akum as it relates to eruve chatzeres. This is the braisa. Chatzeres shalavi kachavim hareyu kedir shalbehema. The chatzer of an avi kachavim is like a deer of a behema. It's like a stable. Umutar lahachnes ulahaitzi min chatzer lebatim umin batim lachatzer, which means that you're allowed to carry in and out of the houses and the chatzer of the non-Jew. So we're talking about where there was a chatzer that had a whole bunch of houses that open up into the chatzer, which is the backdrop of the entire Masechta Seraphim. But in this case, this cul-de-sac, this chatzer, is not a chatzer that's populated by Yidden. It's a chatzar, it's populated by any Yehudim. So all the members, every single one, in this first halacha of the Braisa, was a non-Jew. And but the Braisa is saying is that the dira of an Eini Yehudi is kedir shal behema. The point is that the laws of chatzeres don't apply. Now, we would have been a gay. The goyim don't have the halachas of chatzeres anyways. It'd been a gay if you're a yid and you happen to be spending Shabbos in this cul-de-sac. So do I have halach of chatzeres? Meaning, am I allowed to carry from one house to the other house or from one house to the chatzer? The answer is yeah. Because who lives in this chatzer? It's all Eini Yehudim. It's all Eini Yehudim that live in this chatzer. That's this rule. Chatzeres shalei v'kacham reu kedir shal behema umut lahachnus ulohitz min ha-chatzer labatim and abatim l'chatzer. Who are we talking to? A yid? That's a guest. Who's staying in this chatz? What if one yid actually lives there? So then the halach is oisir divrei Rav Meir. Then already it's going to be a problem. Now what's going to be a problem? So this is interesting. What's going to be a problem is that it's going to be oser to carry from the reshus of the goy into the chatzar. But from the yid's reshus to the chatzar is not going to be a problem. Which is not like everything we've seen up until this point. And the Gemara, if we can wait until Amud Beis, is going to ask this question. But for now, what the Braisa is saying is not what we've seen till now. And that is, you have one Yid that's living together with a bunch of Akum. The halacha is that Chatzer is in effect. How so? You can't carry from the Goy's house to the Chatzer. Or from the Goy's house to the other Goy's house. But if you want to carry from your house to the Chatzer, it's okay. What's the Svara behind it? Because Chatzer is shal oivik echav and reyokid yoshal behemav. So the Akum don't count. And as a result, the only house that matters here is the Yid's house. And the only ownership in the Chatzah that matters is the Yid's ownership. So what's the Yeruv Chatzeres problem? If I live in a single family home and I have my own private Chatzah, there's no problem with Yeruv Chatzeres. Chatzeres is always an issue because I have 10 houses that open up into a Chatzah. So I own the house 100%. And I owe my chatzar only 10%. That's always where the issue is. But if diras oivik echavim is leishma dira, so as a result, this is not going to be an issue. Who holds this way? Divir emei. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov says, loivim eini oisa achiyu shnei yisrael moisim zelza. That even this last halach, it's only true if there's two yidin. But if there's only one yid, then the laws of eruvei chatzeres as it relates to a yid that's living amongst guy is not a problem. Why? It's the same Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, because it's always leishchiach to have one yid living together with a bunch of goyim, and as a result, all the halachas are not negeis. So again, we had two halachas in this braisa, both of which we didn't see in the first amud, up until that point. The first halacha of the braisa is that if there's a chatzar with a bunch of houses that open up into it, and every single member of this chatzar is an Eini Yehudi, what's the halacha? Chatzeres are not in effect. Where would it be negeia? They don't keep the laws of chatzeres anyways. Where it's negeis. If you're a yid and you're spending Shabbos in one of their houses, you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because all the houses are owned by Eini Yehudim. 100% of the ownership in this chatzar is there's nothing to worry about. That's the first. Second halach is, what would be if a yid lives there? So if a yid lives there, it sounds like from the braisa, to carry from the yid's house to the chatzar, that's not going to be an issue. Why? Because he's the only game in town. His deer is the only deer that matters. And as a result, he owns 100% of the chatzar, so it's not a problem. To carry from the guys to the chatzar, that's already going to be an issue. According to a mayor, that's an issue, even if there's only one. According to Blesma Yaakov, that's only an issue if there's two. But one thing is clear, it sounds like. To carry from the yid's house to the chatzar, it's certainly not going to be a problem because fakir dira sevi kechav is loishma dira. So the only dira that's negeya le'inyan chatzeres is his own dira. Now that contradicts everything we saw, but that wasn't the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Hadarim ma'akim b'chatzer hareza oiser olav. What does it mean hareza oiser olav? It messes up the yid. What, the yid is carrying cholin from his neighbor who's in any Yehudi's house? No, he means oiser olav. He can't do his own thing. He can't take things from his house into the chatzer, from his chatzer into the house. Which sounds like that when there's a yid living amongst guy, kundra meir one yid, kundra blesmi yakov two yid, but it messes up not only the guy's rishos, but even the yid's rishos. That's something we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Adar ma'akim b'chatzer, hareza oiser olav. Ayin Rashi, this is the question. How do these two halachas stem? So the Gemara says, like Kasha. Hadi isay, hadi leisay. No, there's an afkemina. Is the guy home for Shabbos? Or is he not home for Shabbos? If the guy's home for Shabbos, then it messes up the yid. And that's what our Mishnah was talking about. This braisa that says that if I'm a yid and I live in a chatzah and there's a bunch of non-Jews that live there, and the halacha is that, yeah, you can't carry from the guy's rishos into the chatzah, but from the yid's own rishos you could carry, that's talking about where the guy wasn't there. If he wasn't there, he's not oiser olav. His own rishos is a problem. But as it relates to being oiser olav, that's not going to be a problem. The Gemara says, why should that be a svara? Meaning, anytime we deal with a halach in Eruv Chatzeres. Let's say there's a person that wasn't mishtatav in the Erev. And He's not home for Shabbos. Does that really make a difference? I mean, where do you find precedence for this idea that it would make a difference if a person's not here for Shabbos? So, Mikasav, Ikasav, Adira, Belay, Bailam, Shma, Adira. If the Tana of the Braisa holds that when there's a Dira, but there's no Bailam in the Dira, it's still considered a Dira. Afilakam, Nami, Nitzer. So, who cares that the guy's not home? It should still be an issue. Vikasav, Adira, Belay, Bailam, Loy, Shma, Adira. And if you're going to tell me that a Dira, Belay, Bailam is not a Dira, Afil Yisrael, Nami, Loy, Litzer, that even a Yid. And where do you see that a Yid would Aser? Because it sounds like from the Braisa, it's only the guy's Dira. The Braisa was saying halacha about the deer of a guy. And we're clarifying that this halacha that the Braisa said about the deer of a guy is talking about when the guy wasn't home. So it sounds like it's a chiddush in a guy, that when he's not home, so then his deer doesn't have the ability to ask, but a yid does. So the Gemara says, Mamar of Shach, I don't understand. What's the difference between a yid and a guy? Why, as it relates to Teruvah Chatzeris, a guy matters if he's home or if he's not home, whereas a yid, it doesn't matter if he's home or he's not home. So the Gemara, Lo'ilam Kosov Adir, B'lo'ilam B'lo'ilam Lo'ilam Shmadir. Really, if someone's not home, it's Lo'ilam. Okay, v'Yisrael dechi isay asar. But a yid, being that had he been home, he would have created problems. Meaning, if you have a bunch of yidin living together in a chatzar, so every yid that's home for Shabbos messes up all the other yidin. If he's not mishtatav in the erev, if he's not home for Shabbos, it doesn't. Okay, but when he's home, it does, right? So ki leisay, even when he's not home, goes avir rabbanon. The rabbanon made exer akum dechi isay. But a guy, when he's home, really he doesn't mess up the erev. And the only reason we need the guy to be mishtatav in the first place is what? Is shemayil mamimaisav. This is all a xer, like we said. It's all a shemayil mamimaisav. So ki isay asa ki leisay lo yasav. Azayvay we didn't go shemayil mamimaisav. That's negay if he's actually going to be home for Shabbos. If he's not going to be home for Shabbos. So over there, we don't have the Shema Yom Mei Maisav. One more kasha. Is that true? If the guy's not home, say he doesn't create any problems, that's the way we explain the Braisa. The Mishnah that says, if there's a Yid that lives amongst Goyim, and the guy wasn't Mishtatif, meaning he didn't do Schirus, it messes up the Yid carry from his house to the Chatzar, is talking about when the guy was home. The Braisa that says he doesn't, it only messes up the guy's house to the Chatzar. But the Yid's house to the Chatzar, we look at it as a Dir Shal Behema, so only when he's not home. So to Gemara, is that true? When he's not home, he doesn't ask. But time we learn to the Mishnah, if somebody left his house and he went to spend Shabbos on his house, Echad Nachri, the Echad Yisrael, Oyser Divrehu, Rameyer, again Rameyer. So Rameyer says clearly that even a guy that leaves home for Shabbos, the halacha is still oyser. So you see clearly that just because he's not home for Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara says, Hasam da asi biyoymeh. Here it's talking about where he was very close to his house. I mean, there he's very close to his house. So if he can come home that day, he can come home that day. It's as if he never left. So there it's going to be different. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is we have a Mishnah, we have a Braisa. Both are discussing the same halacha, the same general idea, but they're not saying the same thing. We're discussing a yid that live amongst Goyim, where Chazal said that if a yid lives amongst Goyim, it creates an issue as it relates to Ruvah Chatzeres. The yid's going to want to be able to carry on Shabbos. He would have to make a Ruvah Chatzeres. The problem is the guy can't be Meshtatav in the Erev. Now can he not be Meshtatav in the Erev? He can't even be Mevatel as Rishos. So what are you supposed to do? So the Mishnah said you have to rent his chelek. If you don't rent his chelek, you're not going to be able to carry from your house into the chatzar, or from the chatzar into your house. You're going to have a real issue. The Gemara then brought a braisa, and in the braisa it sounded like it's not so poshut that the dira of a guy is even relevant as it relates to eruv chatzeres. And the braisa said two halachas. One halacha was, what would be if there's no yid at all that lives in this chatzar, and you just happen to be a guest there? Don't worry about it. There's no eruv chatzeres. Why? Because the chatzeres shloim kachavim is kedir shal behema. Another halacha. What would be if a yid lives amongst goyim? It sounded like to carry from the guy's house into the chatzar would be an issue, but to carry from the yid's house into the chatzar would not be an issue. Why? Again, because it doesn't have the ability to ask for a yid, because it's kedir shloim kachavim. So we have a little bit of a stira. So the Gemara said you have to say there's a chilik between when the guy is home versus when the guy is not home. If the guy is home, it messes up the yid. If the guy is home, it does not mess up the yid. So the whole of schirus oivik echavim is only negay if the guy is home for Shabbos. If the guy is not home for Shabbos, in that case you don't have to worry about it, unless he's so close that he can come back that day. In that case, it's going to be an issue. But again, just to chazer over, the whole premise of dealing with an issue as it relates to a guy is only a gzeirah shemayot lo mimaisa. This was like a harchaka. This is lahabdu ben Yisrael la'amim. This is just so that there won't be intermingling and assimilation, and we're not going to learn from them in terms of bad influence. That's what this is about. about. From an Erevin perspective, we wouldn't have Perek Adar. There's no significance. Fakir, Dira Soivik Kechavim is not a Dira. It's Kedir Shobahem. It's nothing as it relates to Erevin. Narvas is a Shema Yom Mimaisa problem. Because a Shema Yom Mimaisa problem, that's why we have this first Allah and Perek Adar. It's a fascinating. Really, Mi'ikra Adin as it relates to Erevin, don't even worry about it. That's why when he's not home, you don't have to worry about it. That's why if there's no Yid that lives there, you don't have to worry about it. It's when the guy is home for Shabbos, Kzeir Shema Yom Mimaisa. So Chazal said, now that you have to worry about it, we're going to make your life miserable. He can't be mishtatav in the Erev. You can't even be mevatelas rishos. You literally have to sit down with a shtar, with a lease agreement rented from him. He's going to think you're up to kishiv, who knows what. And the bottom line is, it's never going to happen. You're going to end up moving, which is exactly what we want. Move into a haimisha neighborhood. Have you got the lamakum taira? That's what we're trying to, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisva, that's what we're trying to accomplish over here. And that's the bottom line. And that's really what this whole halach is. What's this machlik's Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yezer? The shayl is one yid that lives amongst guys. But let's be Yaakov held it so way shchiach. The Chum never even thought about it. They will learn geyser. That's a halacha revacha be Yisrael. Remeir l'shitas, he was chayish l'miyuta, he had the chamu were worried, even for a milsa d'loy shchich. So who do we paskin like? Who are we paskin like? Amr Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, halacha Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. The halacha is like Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rav Huna, Amr Rav Huna said minig. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. The halacha is not like Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. The minig is like Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rav Yochan, Amr Rav Yochan said nahagu ha'am Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. That the olam firtzich like Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. So what are these three shittas? So Rashi says that the three shittas are similar to three shittas that we saw earlier in the Masechta. And that is that you find three different hanhagas sometimes when it comes to Pesach Halacha. Halacha. What's halacha? This is the way it is. You get up, berabim, you publish it in Sfarim. Everybody knows, kol kairos. This is the halacha. There's also a concept of where you don't say berabim that this is the halacha. However, if a yachid would come and he would ask you a question, you could tell him this is halacha. And then there's a third madrega that you find in halacha sometimes. You don't say berabim, you don't even say bichidus. However, if you did it, it's all good. These are the three shittas, says Rashi. Rav Yudah Mashmul said halacha k'rab lezim ben Yaakov. Rav Huna said minik k'rab lezim ben Yaakov. Rav Yochanan said only nagua am k'rab lezim ben Yaakov. Either way, we are going to abruptly stop here. But the one question, l'chura, that needs to be addressed, and that is, Amar Rav Yudah Mashmul halacha k'rab lezim ben Yaakov. And Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan, they weren't even sure. Maybe it's not even the halacha. It's a machloikis, Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rav Meir. We know whenever Rav Meir says a halacha in Shas, the halacha is not like Rav Meir. It's a Gemara in Erev, and after you'd give him a day, that Chachamim couldn't be Yoyrid L'Seif Taitish or Rav Meir, and that's why you don't pass him to Rav Meir. The flip side is Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. Mishnas Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kav v'noki. We don't have a lot of Torah from Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, but whatever he said was noki. And the halacha is always like Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. So it would seem that this is obvious. If it's a machlokes, Rav Meir, of course we passkin Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. I mean, you have literally Rav Meir, who we almost never passkin like, connect Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, who we always passkin like. So of course the halacha should be like Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. So why would Rav Yehuda Mashmul even have to say halacha Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov? And how could Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan argue? Either way, we'll see more about that. Be'ezus Hashem in the next stuff.